Blog Talk Radio.
This is the 2 o'clock hour, and it's time for Chatting from the Word podcast with your host, your brother, Oscar York. We hope and pray that all is well with you on this afternoon and that you are ready to hear a portion of God's Word from Chatting from the Word. You know, it's a blessing that the Lord has allowed us to see another day. But not just only another day, to be blessed to see this afternoon another podcast from our program here on Blog Talk Radio. And your host here, he appreciates everyone that is listening in or have listened to this program on Blog Talk Radio. We hope that you continue on listening, and we hope that we can bring timely lessons so that you may learn more of Jesus Christ and His will for you, and to be able to walk closer to Him. We hope and pray that that does happen. We hope and pray that Chatting from the Word is a vehicle to help you to navigate your life in Jesus Christ. You know, we are blessed to see this day. You know, yesterday, this day was not even a promise to us. It's one of God's grand blessings that He has bestowed upon each and every one of us today that is alive, knowing that many went to sleep last night and did not wake up. But we that are here, we that have seen this day, it is a blessing. And I believe we all can say as today, as the psalmist says in Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. It is a grand benefit that the Lord has blessed each and every one of us to see this day come to be. And we here at Chatting from the Word, as always, we are a praying program. We love to pray. And if you have a prayer request, if you want Brother Oscar to pray for you on the air, we would do that. Just send me notice that you want me to pray for you, or it's a place right under the program that you can put your comments on. And if you want Brother Oscar to render up a prayer for you or pray for you, you can also request prayer, or you can call in at any time as the program is being aired. And that call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. Like I said, we believe in prayers around here. We believe that when your life is in tune with God, God hears your prayers. And James said the prayer of the righteous availeth much. You know, we have that confidence in our prayers that it will avail much, regardless of what God's will may be. So, for a moment, would you bow your heads with me and let us go to the throne of God, our Father, which art in heaven. Father, we recognize your majesty. Recognize, Father, that you are the great I am. Father, we recognize that you are the great God of all gods, the great Lord of all lords. Father, we recognize that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Father, come thanking you for this day. We thank you, Father, for blessing us with another day that we never have witnessed before. Father, we come thanking you for life and for life itself, Father. Come thanking you, Father, for all your benefits that you have given us this day, to see this day and to see this time and to see this hour. Father, we come praying, thanking you for your Son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that we, to his unselfish act, could have salvation. Father, we come praying for the government that we live in, the government that run this world. We pray, Father, that they'll never make a law forbidding us to worship you as you command in your word, Father, forbidding us to live for you and to serve you and to study your word, Father. And Father, come praying now for those that are financially strapped and need employment. Father, we pray, Father, that if it be your will, that they find employment so that they can take care of their families. Father, come praying for those that are having marital problems. If you're the one that's having marital problems, we're praying for you. We pray that you will go to God's word, Father, and help them to go to God's word and seek your counsel. And for those, Father, that are sick, for those, Father, that are weak with diabetes, with cancer, those, Father, that had a stroke or dementia, or whatever their illness be, Father, if it be your will, Father, heal their bodies. But if it's not, Father, if it's not your will, allow them, Father, to go through this storm and still have faith and trust in you. And, Father, we come praying for the message that's on our hearts. We pray that each listener will hear the message and obey the message and be obedient to you. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. As I said, it is just another grand blessing to be able to come to you from our program, Chatting from the Word. And we hope and pray, as always, that you are ready to receive the Word of God. I like what James says. I like what James says. And James says this. James says, and I always love this scripture. James says, wherefore, in James 1:21, James says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. We hope and pray that you're ready to receive God's word on this afternoon. And Brother Oscar, he is so delighted. He comes on this afternoon every day, Monday through Friday. If I'm not sick or detained, I will be coming on at this time. But we're here at Chatting from the Word podcast, and of course, Chatting from the Word YouTube. We need some help. But Brother Oscar is not a rich man. He's trying to do his best to allow crisis allow my light to shine for Jesus Christ in a world that really do not recognize the beauty of Christ. So we need some help in our endeavor of trying to get the gospel across. You know, last night I seen how many people register and bought a ticket to the lottery. Now, if you can buy a ticket, and you can spend a dollar or two on a ticket to win $1 million, you can spend a dollar or two a month to supporting a program that is trying to help souls to find Jesus Christ. You know, that let me know where your priority is. If it's on that ticket, a lottery ticket to get money, is it on a program like this one that will navigate a soul to go to heaven? I don't know about you this afternoon, but heaven is more important than any amount of money that this earth can give you. I don't know about you, but I'd rather be a poor man living in a box instead of being a rich man in a mansion and miss heaven. And here on Chatting from the Word, we need money. We need money so that we can get the Word of God out there more effectively and more sufficiently. So if you can find it in your financial situation to support your brother here on Chatting from the Word, it'd be very much appreciated. Any amount would be $1 a month, $2, $5, $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, whatever your financial situation can afford to help this brother to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as always, I love to preach the gospel because I recognize that the gospel of Christ is the word of God. The word is able to save your soul and mine. And of course, I've been talking about starting new work here in the city of Dayton. I live in Miamisburg, Ohio, which is the outskirts of Dayton, Ohio. And here in Dayton, Ohio, we want to start a new work. We want to start a new body of Christ, because body of Christ is already here. I can't begin that. But what I want to do is allow Christ to shine brightly and very brightly in the city of Dayton, Ohio. With the churches of Christ closing its doors, not growing in this area, doctrinally changing, and if brother wants to ask me about that, you're welcome to call in to do that. But we need a body of Christ that's going to stand up and be based in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if there's anyone that wants to help Brother Oscar in the Dayton area, contact me. Contact me. You can either contact me in the comment box at the bottom of this program, or you contact me on YouTube. There's a comment box at the bottom of that. Or you can email me at ocr3443@gmail.com. Or you can inbox me on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook glancing at what people are saying. And some are really up talking with me, having a conversation with me in my inbox. So you're welcome to do that. Or you can go to my webpage, ocrpublishing.com. And while I'm talking about my webpage, we have two books now on our online store. And the two books are A Peaceful Place in Storms, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. We hope and pray that you order these two books. When you order these two books, you also are supporting the ministry here at Chatting from the Word. We want you to think about that. Audiobook, go to my webpage, go to the online store, bookstore, and order you a book. Each book only costs $21.50. Both books together is $42. And once you order it, it will be shipped out to you just as soon as you order your books. So do that. Do that. Put it in your plan to do that. Again, we're so delighted that you've joined us and here to listen to another lesson on Chatting from the Word brought by Brother Oscar York. We hope and pray that each lesson that we're bringing, that you think about the words that we say, and as always, if you have something that you disagree with Brother Oscar with, contact me. I'm not a booger bear. I might get upset with you. But when you do that, have book, chapter, and verse ready to discuss. I'm like this. I can, if you have something to talk to Brother Oscar about, you welcome to do that. And you can call me on this program, too. As we just announced, the number is area code 657-383-0883. This is a call-in show, and you can call in and talk with Brother Oscar. Let him know what's on your mind. If you've been disagreeing with him on the lessons that he's been bringing, because I've been coming on almost 2 years on YouTube, and this is your chance to do that. The area code is 657-383-0883. Now for the lesson. We are going to do a part two of the lesson we began on yesterday. Who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? And I want you to think deeply about that question. And I want you to answer that in yourself. And to be honest with yourself. You know, you can lie to Brother York and Brother Oscar here, but you know what? You can't lie to God. Because God knows you inside and out. Who are you listening to? Part two. And as always, and you know what I'm getting ready to say, all of you who do not have your Bibles, we're going to give you a chance to go get your Bibles so that you can read along with me these scriptures that we bring in this lesson. So go get your Bible. We're going to wait for you. We're going to give you time to secure your Bible so that you can read along with us. Go get your Bible. And as they're going to get your Bibles, as always, I enjoy bringing lessons to you of this magnitude, and we hope that you're listening. And that you appreciate Brother Oscar bringing lessons to you. Appreciate God for me the strength and the day and to bring it on to use me as a vehicle to get the word out there, because not too many brothers today are preaching God's word, and we're going to cover that in the lesson. So again, we're going to wait for those that need to secure themselves with Bibles, and we hope and pray that they have done that. On this afternoon, we want to come from the Gospel according to John. And we want to begin reading at chapter 17, beginning at verse 13. Here Jesus is doing the speaking. And here he's talking to the Father, because verse 1 says, "These words speak Jesus and lifted his eyes to heaven and said." And in verse 13, he says these words. He said, Now come I, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word. And the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. For their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them that also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thy Father art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and they in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that I have sent me and have loved them as thou hast loved me. This was a prayer, my friend, that Jesus was praying to the Father. He was talking to the Father. And here he get to the point, he said, Father, let them be one as you and I are one. That's why I asked the question this morning, this afternoon to you. Who are you listening to? Are you listening to the world, or are you listening to Jesus Christ? Who are you listening to? Are you listening to the world, or are you listening to Jesus Christ and his apostles? Who are you listening to is the question for today. Now, if you're listening to the world, my friend, you're listening to the wrong people, if I may use that terminology. But who we should be listening today is Jesus Christ and his apostles. And here in this prayer that Jesus is talking to the Father about, he said, Father, help them to be one. Help them to be one. Help them to teach the same thing and the same words. Help them to be one. Jesus recognized the house that is divided against itself cannot and will not stand. Here Jesus recognized that if he wanted his message to be fortified, that his apostles had to speak one message. They couldn't speak different messages, because Jesus himself said, the house that divided against itself cannot and will not stand. It will not sting. To many of us today, there's so many different things That's why I read what I said yesterday on Facebook. I said, who voice are you listening to? Because you have so many voices out there in the world. But what we need to do today is have one single message so that the world may believe in Jesus Christ and in the Father. We in the body of Christ, we need to start teaching the Word of God and stop adding and subtracting from it. And those of you that are in the denominational world, you need to obey the gospel before it is eternally too late. Because one day it will be too late. One day it will be too late. When you are laying on your deathbed, getting ready to close your eyes in death, you can't go back and live a second life when you're at that point. Then what? Many of you may, at that point, I don't know, I'm just speculating, but me at that point might be saying, I wish I would have listened to Brother Oscar on Chatting from the Word. I wish I would have listened to the words that he was speaking that day, because he was speaking directly to me, and I should have listened, but I didn't listen. Many are like that today, because many, the reason why they do not want to listen is because they want to be too much into the world. Jesus said he sanctified his apostles so they can be different from the world. And we as Christians, we should be different from the world. Most of us, reason why we are so what word can I use here? So going east any which way but loose when it comes to God's word is because we are so much in the world. And the reason why I know that, listen, it's our worship. We want to go to worship and we want to clap our hands. We want to play instruments with our mouths. And we're going to cover that too. We want to get happy instead of praising God and giving him the praise. That is the reason why Brother Oscar said we need to allow our light shine here in the Dayton, Ohio area so we can have a group that is ready heading to heaven. We're going to end it. I guess as far as I thought I would, we're going to come back tomorrow. And we're going to come right back to Who Are You Listening To? Part 2. Well, won't you come back tomorrow so that you can hear this grand message from the gospel of Jesus Christ. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, for the message that you brought our way. We thank you, Father, for this program. And we pray for each listener that you be with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as always, it was good chatting with you from Chatting from the Word. We hope and we pray that all will have a good day. And we will be talking with you on tomorrow.